But this is something that really got a lot of people talking. What am I talking about? Well, there have been a lot of posts online doing their rounds talking about Hill's dog food and the fact that it might be recalled. Well, there's been a flurry of concern from dog owners. This is after Hill's Pet Nutrition recalled selected batches of canned dog food due to potentially elevated levels of vitamin D, not very good for the animals. Now, while vitamin D is an essential nutrient for dogs, the company warns that if consumed at high levels, it can cause serious health problems, and owners should contact a vet if they spot any symptoms. So joining you now to talk about this in more detail is Dr. Guy Favey, who is the Hill's nutritional advisor and also a veterinarian. Very good having you on the show, Dr. Favey.
Morning, Kina. How are you?
I'm very good. So let's talk about it. Let's put this into context. Should people, you know, I don't really want to drive panic out there. So let's Absolutely. Let's put this all into context.
Okay. So, Kina, we had this recall on the 1st of February, so we're already 18 days into it. It is, as you said, very selected batches, so single batches of 5 canned products. And most of that didn't actually get out into the trade. It was mostly still in our warehouses. Just to tell you that we have not had any confirmed cases of disease or sickness in South Africa, and certainly no deaths. And internationally, we know of 3.
Okay.
Not deaths, but three cases. There are some linked cases that people are linking to it, but that's being investigated, and it's unlikely that they are actually linked to it.
But do we have any products in South Africa with the higher level of vitamin D?
We do. As I say, we have five different cans and
five different
people.
Okay.
But specific batches. So people need to understand that. You know, the food itself, if it's got a different batch number, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
So
if I am a supporter of, you know, Hill's Nutrition, what must I look out for then? So I've bought a can. What exactly must I look out for before I decide to return it?
Okay. So basically, the check on the product that it's that's the correct product. If they go on to online at Hill's Pet. Hillspet.com. I'll let you know.
That's fine.
Hillspet.co.za/product list. They will get all the details there. It's also got a nice picture, shows you exactly where to look for what the codes are, what products are affected.
Okay, brilliant.
So, they basically need to just look and make sure that it's the correct product, stop feeding it, and keep it back and take it back to the veterinarian.
Do you take your dog to your vet if your dog's had a substantial amount of it?
The thing about this is that the dog would have had to have eaten these tins exclusively for an extended period of time for it to have some effect.
Okay.
So it's you know, the good thing about this is it's vitamin D is something that they naturally need. So it's not a contaminant per se. It's just it's a higher level than it should be. So as I say, we haven't had cases yet in this country, touch wood, and as I say, internationally very few. So it's a very precautionary recall that we're doing to make sure that there isn't a problem.
Well, I'm glad you're doing a recall and not sort of, you know, burying your head in the sand, which a lot of businesses tend to do. So
that is one of the problems we have, is that, you know, we could have just kept quiet and just said there was nothing, but we were responsible to say, you know, we think there's a problem. Let's sort it out.
Without a doubt. Well, Dr. Guy Favey, thank you for joining us, the Hill's nutritional advisor and veterinarian.